They had a committee helping the priest and running the school. Yeah. A lay teacher was employed. For many years, there were more children at the Catholic school than at the state school. Yeah. In Michael Jones's day...
Is that Uncle Michael, my uncle?
Yeah. There were about 40 pupils, boys and girls. Father Sheenan, parish priest, with Naseby for headquarters.
He must have lived in Naseby, see?
Yeah.
Came instructed to examine the children in Christian doctrine, among whom was Michael James.
Who acted as his altar boy.
Boy, yeah.
The school teacher in his last year at the village school was Miss Fleming.
Yeah.
Whose younger sister Molly was also a pupil and a classmate of Michael James. Today this schoolfellow recalls with a touch of humour how the girls of the class thought Michael James very pious and very serious. Tall for his age and rather thin.
Yeah, that's...
So that's the school.
Yeah.
Well, I want to show you something at this stage.
Oh, yeah.
And that's... That stone wall, we think this is the Catholic school. Because that stone wall is still on the section we've bought.
Yeah.
It's in under the trees.
Yes, under the trees.
And there's a woman teacher.
Yeah, it'd be probably Miss Fleming.
And we assumed there'd be Enrights in it. We assumed it would be those two with their faces scratched out, because nobody likes their own photos, do they? Even in those days, I'm sure they didn't. But we don't know. So you wouldn't know Michael James, would you?
No, I wouldn't. That's his photo.
That's his adult photo.
His adult photo, but be in that, I would imagine.
Tall and thin and very pious.
Yeah. Okay. What a shame that people haven't got names on these things, you know, and get photos taken.
Well, we found that in James Enright's house along with a whole lot of other things when it was sold.
And he left the school when he was 14. He was 14 when he went through to. Wait a minute, no, that's here too. They sent him away, and he was away for a long time unknown to his mother, way in Australia before she ever knew. In May 1891, just up after his 14th birthday, Michael began what was then regarded as a formidable journey by the famous red coaches of Cobb & Co. It entailed the first stage to Naseby, where he would stay overnight with his mother's people, the Finnesses. His cousins still recall how Michael was so much interested in playing games. Well, that's in 1891. That's when he went away. Yeah.
Right.
The school must have been going in 1891.
Yeah, well, in 1890, the Enrights were at the state school.
Well, perhaps it finished in 1891.
I don't know. Because in those days, parents wouldn't have sent their children to a state school if there was a Catholic school.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Not like to
know. No, not like, no, I don't think
but
so.
You were talking about this here.
What
is this? Something, this here is only from
1880. That's the state school.
But then, you said in 1870 there was two schools going, and you read something last night.
Yeah.
There were two schools going in
1870.
This must be just when they kept records, maybe.
I think that's what it was. The school got 10 years before that.
Yeah, that was the state school too.
Yeah.
See, that's the cottage that was known as the schoolhouse. And then the rabbit board house.
Yes.
We know it as the rabbit board house.
Yes, well, that was the teacher's house when we were there.
Yeah, that's right.
And the school was at the back of it.
That's right. I went to school
at the back of
there. All right, I'd like to show you something. You wouldn't know Paddy's father and brothers very well when they were young men, would you? Wouldn't be.
Oh, Terence, Terry was the youngest one, and Jack and Tom and Maria. Yeah, I know all them.
There's a photo here we can't identify, but two of them have got return service badges on, so we know one can't be Terry.
No, Terry. Tom was at the war, you see,
Tom
and
Jim.
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack was at the war.
Jack, yeah. Tom and Jack, yeah.
Which of those? I wouldn't know. That one's very like Terry and Wright, but it's not
could be Chris, though, couldn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it could be Chris.